back of the train. He stares out the window. The carriage is empty. Commuting is done. It's the end of the line. Grasping for memories, searching for landmarks in fields once familiar. He can't recognize now. The hedgerows are gone, the blackbirds have flown. Silencing song, this wasteland belongs to a murder of crows. The hills are now leveled, the rich soil is stolen, the green belt unbuckled. Dirt yellow beer moths belch smoke at the sun. Stark wooden crosses mark out the boundaries. Parcels of promised land passed on by greedy hands, selling dreams almost true. A show house on view, a country to mean in all but name as the country's gone. His fingers brushed the sticky beads of the barley. Pulled tubers from the fragrant furrowed earth. Snatched berries from twisted briars. Plucked apples from witchy trees. Before the snakes took over paradise. And the black dog first appeared.
Gold heat. chest and his mind. Sometimes dreams are not everything. Sometimes hopes are of sight.
Strawberries, plundering apple trees. He lived off the land as the moons crossed the skies. In the first winter sun, with the fires dead and gone, the black dog returned. He followed the rails to the bright city lights. From the Waverly steps, he stares at the station, tied to the black dog, faithful beside him at the end of the line. Catching the coins from weary commuters, tossed to the hollow of a long empty coffee cup, counting the cost of all that he's lost, all that sustains, while snowflakes melt softly on the cold steel rails.